This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 16th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Iraqi Christian named Yukles, who was born with a disability that left him mute and deaf, lived in Karakash with his wife, reports International Christian Concern. Following their displacement by ISIS on August 6th of 2017, which we reported recently on The World View, they eventually returned to Karakash. Upon their return, they found that the car which he previously used to sell coffee, tea, and juice had been stolen. Since then, he's been using an auto rickshaw to sell his goods. But now he suffers from back pain, which makes driving the auto rickshaw difficult. In order to restore Mukles' business, International Christian Concern provided a used vehicle so that he can continue serving his customers in a way that does not compromise his health. Since his children are grown, he does not have to generate a large income to support himself and his wife. 1 John 3, verse 17 asks, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" A powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southwestern Haiti on Saturday, killing at least 304 people and injuring at least 1,800 others as buildings tumbled into rubble, reports the Associated Press. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was rushing aid to areas where towns were destroyed and hospitals overwhelmed with incoming patients. The epicenter of the quake was about 78 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. As Taliban forces entered the capital city of Kabul, Afghanistan on Sunday, President Ashraf Ghani fled the country, boarding a flight and departing, reports Fox News. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy has suspended operations, personnel have been evacuated, and the American flag has been lowered. The latest events, which take place as the United States withdraws its military presence, signals the swift unraveling of the work done over nearly 20 years of war. The U.S. first went to Afghanistan following the attacks of September 11, 2001, toppling the ruling Taliban who had harbored terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. On July 8th, President Joe Biden said that, quote, "the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely," end quote. After consultations with his national security team, Biden said a total of approximately 5,000 U.S. soldiers will now help organize evacuations, reports AFP. On Friday, a federal judge said that the Biden administration must resume a policy that makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for their claims to be heard, reports the Epoch Times. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaxmart, a Trump appointee, found that the Department of Homeland Security, quote, "failed to consider several critical factors," end quote, before axing the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. A Loudoun County, Virginia Christian public school teacher abruptly quit her job during a school board meeting after she railed against the teaching of critical race theory in public school classrooms. Laura Morris, a former fifth grade teacher at Luckett's Elementary School in Leesburg, Virginia, quit in front of the Loudoun County School Board as she tearfully protested against controversial policies including critical race theory, transgender locker rooms, and the censorship of her freedom of speech.
"My name is Laura Morris. I have been a teacher in Loudoun County Public Schools for 5 years and a teacher for 10. This summer, I have struggled with the idea of returning to school, knowing that I'll be working yet again with a school division that, despite its shiny tech and flashy salary, promotes political ideologies that do not square with who I am as a believer in Christ."
Morris called out the school board and the superintendent for their heavy-handed approach.
"After reading about your lack of consideration for the growing population of concerned citizens in this division, clearly evidenced by this empty room tonight where you shut the doors to the public, as well as the emails sent by the superintendent last year reminding me that a dissenting opinion is not allowed even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I encouraging us to fill it out if we hear one another speaking against the controversial policies being promoted by this school board and adopted in this county. Not only that, but within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools, and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county.
That's when Morris dropped the boom.
So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies. I quit your training. And I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
WUSA reporter Jess Arnold shared the video on Twitter of the teacher's passionate testimony. Thus far, 65,000 people have viewed the video. And finally, there's a new homosexual superhero on the block, but DC comic readers already knew him well. The latest issue of Batman Urban Legends, a monthly anthology series, revealed that the Caped Crusader's longtime sidekick Robin, specifically the Tim Drake version of him, is, quote, bisexual, end quote, reports Entertainment Weekly. Christian radio talk show host Michael Brown wrote, quote, we should not be surprised when young comic book readers want to be like their favorite superhero, not just in terms of their superpowers, but in terms of their sexuality, end quote. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. No doubt, no one is more surprised than Burt Ward, the actor who portrayed the 1960s Robin in the 3-season Batman TV show, who, at 76 today, still embraces his God-given heterosexuality. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, August 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.